Christmas too, so I should also say Merry Christmas. Because you are all such experts on the liturgical calendar, I know that I don't have to explain that we are still in the middle of the season of Christmas. Christmas continues until Epiphany, which is, when is Epiphany? January 6th. Well done. Beautiful. So next Sunday we will celebrate the Festival of Epiphany. But for now, we continue to celebrate the birth of our Lord. And today we will do that with a series of lessons and a lot of singing and joyfully being together. So I'm not sure about all of you. I got tons of sleep. So I am just ready to go. I don't really have any big announcements. Is there anything that I should be announcing? All right. Then, in your bulletin, you should be able to follow along quite easily there. In your bulletin at the beginning, you will notice a call to worship. Oh, there was one thing I wanted to ask. For all, there's a lot of hymns. Shall we sit this morning through hymns? Okay, so so that we are all on the same page, we will sit for all of our hymns, and then we can perhaps we'll stand for the last one, but we'll evaluate that at the end. Sound okay? Okay, just so that we all know where we're. What we're doing. So we begin our worship with the call to worship that you find in your bulletin. Alleluia! Jesus Christ is born.
We celebrate this joy-filled birth.
Draw close, Lord Jesus Christ.
Shed your light on all that is filled with darkness.
Alleluia! The Christ child has come.
And we are our hearts are filled with hope.
Draw close, God's beloved Son.
Teach us the wonder of your own grace and love.
We will begin our singing together with number 296, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
You hold the nations in your hand, yet know and love us all. By your Spirit you gather us. In Christ you make us one. As we come together, show us who we are, what we can be, and where we should go. Through Jesus Christ, our rescuer, partner, and friend. Amen. Today, we tell the story of God's love in Jesus Christ in scripture, poetry, and song. A familiar and favorite Christmas song asks the question, what child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? Who is this child? What message does he bring? What kind of leadership? What way of living for today? A reading from Isaiah chapter 42. The prophet Isaiah proclaims God's chosen one, whose gentle strength will put things right. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I take delight. I have put my spirit on him. He will establish justice among the nations. He will not shout or lift up his voice or make himself heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. Unfailingly, he will establish justice. He will never falter or be crushed until he sets justice on earth, while the coasts and islands await his teaching. Here ends the reading. Our next hymn is number 275, Angels from the Realms of Glory. A reading from Galatians chapters 3 and 4.
The Apostle Paul tells us how Christ makes us God's children, equal, beloved, and united. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Jesus Christ. Here is the reading. Our next hymn is number 279, O Little Town of Bethlehem.